All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Understanding Propaganda. Today, I have my favorite YouTube broadcaster in the world, XCube420. Thank you for joining us today. XCube, how are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Appreciate it, as always.
Yes. If you haven't seen XCube before, if you haven't caught him on his channel or on day zero, then you are in for a treat. So, here we are going to talk about some of the modern day propaganda and how it kind of correlates with some of the very basic foundational principles of propaganda. And we'll refer back to Goebbels' principles of propaganda. And if I need to bust it out, I'll bust out some of the OSS propaganda documents also, because those seem to be very much at play as well. So, XCube, let me ask you. When did you start to first realize that our news media is really mostly just propaganda and not actually news?
Okay, so
when did the term uh-huh. propaganda really just kind of enter into your world?
Well, I would say that as far as propaganda goes, before March of 2020, I could give a shit less about any news, period. Like I was completely disconnected from anything news-wise. And then, of course, we all know what hit March of 2020 in the States. From there, I just had my eyebrow raised on everything that was going on. And I would probably say it was right around June when I started my channel, because it was right after George Floyd got killed. They were saying that COVID was so bad, but then they said, well, racism's really bad as well. So we're okay with, you know, thousands of people gathering in the streets, you know, huffing and puffing on each other, spitting all over each other. That's not a health issue, because, you know, racism's a bigger deal. And the COOF knows not to go in those particular crowds. It spares those crowds. It's got a particular barrier. It's like, black people out there, Black Lives Matter, I'm going to leave them alone. I'm going to let them loot.